This is the Blind Geek Zone. All right, Rick Harmon here with you with another update. It's January 14th, 2015. And since I announced the closing of Blind Geek Zone here on Saturday, I've had a huge outcrying from many, many people from email and Twitter and my mailing list and so on, some phone calls, some groups, asking that that I please not close Blind Geek Zone. And it's been very humbling. I've not had any idea at this day and age in 2015, where there are so many other services out there that are doing podcasting, you know, great places, Blind Bargains, Apple Viz, Cool Blind Tech, and up until recently, places like Saratech that, you know, were doing much, much more than Blind Geek Zone has been doing as of late. Our output for 2014 was way down. I didn't do any podcasting, really, and there were just a fraction of podcasts on the site in 2014 that there was in 2013, and I kind of had thought, well, you know, maybe Blind Geek Zone, you know, could go away now, you know, maybe it's not relevant in the community like it used to be, and, well, I guess everybody has told me that that's not really true, that they definitely want the service to stick around. So what I've decided is that the website is still going to close on something like February 20th or before, depending on what I can do to make things happen. But it won't close down permanently. It'll close down long enough to move to another host. And that host is most likely going to be Future Hosting, which is, as I said before, what Blind Bargains is using and what Liam is using for LWorks. So it's not cheap. It is managed hosting, and it has actual real proactive tech support, which is nice. So, you know, they look for problems, fix them before they happen, unlike DreamHost, where my mailing lists have just been crap here lately. And, you know, when I write in, they say, oh, well, we're doing maintenance. It's taking longer than we expected. But once it's done, you know, everything will be great. Yeah, and then 2 months from now, it'll be back down again. So, anyways, Future Hosting has some great managed hosting plans. They're not cheap. And this one that I'm looking at, I think it's called DM5 on the managed hosting plans. Blind Bargains is using DM4 level. And the pricing is like $64.99 for 80 gigs of disk space, 5 gigs of RAM for the servers, and like 5 terabytes of bandwidth a month. So not unlimited like DreamHost, but still more than enough to hopefully do what Blind Geek Zone needs. The server memory is about 4 times what I'm using now, or, you know, what is available. So plenty of room to grow there. The disk space that I'm using for Blind Geek Zone right now, including the Blind Cool Tech archive, which is no longer up due to the load it was putting on my servers on DreamHost, I just had to stop doing it for now, is 57 gigs. The DM4 hosting plan offers 60 gigs. That's why I had to go up another notch, because that wouldn't give us but about 3 gigs of room to grow, and that's not very much. We could fill that pretty quick. So, but I know Liam and JJ over Blind Bargains both said on Twitter to me that it's very fast, very stable, The tech support for the managed hosting is very, very good. That's another $10 a month, so it'll be $75 to do this every month. And a lot of people are going to say, oh man, that's just ridiculous. Oh, I can do it for you for $5 a month or $10 a month. There's places out there that can do it for $20 a month. Well, the problem with that is that the places that are doing it for next to nothing are doing it on a shoestring, and you're not going to be able to depend on them when you need them. And when something goes wrong, you know, you're not going to have anybody to help you. This is a professional plan, professional hosting, and, you know, they back their products. So, and if Blind Bargains trusts them for their everyday needs, and, you know, Blind Bargains has been around quite a while now, way bigger than Blind Geek Zone. And so if they trust them, I certainly trust them. And, you know, we just have to pay, you know, a certain amount of money to get that kind of plan and, you know, that kind of service, you know, so Blind Geek Zone will run smoothly. Right now, Blind Geek Zone crawls, even with the Blind Cool Tech Archive no longer in place, getting into the WordPress console and doing updates is still sluggish, and it shouldn't be. It should be quick, and it's certainly a lot better than it was without BCT, but it's still way too sluggish. You know, the mailing lists are always down. My email is slow, full of spam. So it's, you know, if we're going to live, it's got to move. So that's the one thing I got to do. And depending on what it's going to take to move Blind Geek Zone over to that new hosting, and I'm not sure what that is yet. You know, I don't know if they have plans that they can move it, or maybe I can find somebody that can move it. Maybe it's something I'll just have to learn to do myself, and, you know, it'll take longer to happen, but still, it'll be something, you know, that would be good for me to learn. And, you know, we'll get it done. So, we did have a problem the other day where all the audio went away. Don't know what happened. Still trying to figure that one out. You know, thought the site might have been hacked. I don't know that that's the case. DreamHost could have ate them. I don't know. But at any rate, I have put those files back on. So all of Blind Geek Zone's audio content from 2006 through about December is up there and should be able to be listened to. I did lose some new podcasts that were put up in December that I hadn't yet posted, and unfortunately those were totally lost. So if you uploaded something in December and early January and you didn't see it, well, unfortunately, until the new site is back up, I'm not going to take any contributions except stuff I'm putting up here, these updates. And I'll just have to wait till the new site opens if you want to contribute those files again. And I hope that you will do that once we get back in business again. But anyways, that's all I wanted to let you know for now, that the website will close, but it will be temporary. It's just long enough that I can get moved from the current host over to a new host. Yeah, whether that's going to take days, weeks, a month, or whatever, I don't know yet. But we will see. Keep checking the website, and I'll post details there, and I'll do recordings here as I know more and can tell you more. And, well, hey, happy 2015, and happy continued growth, hopefully, for Blind Geek Zone this year. I was thinking we might just use one of the other domains for now. I have four domains for Blind Geek Zone. I have blind-geek-zone.net, which is the main domain. But I also have blindgeekzone.net, blindgeekzone.com, and blind-geek-zone.com. So no matter how somebody did it, you were forwarded one way or another to the website. Might just use blindgeekzone.net as a test for the new server once we get to that point. And then all people would have to remember is just don't use the dashes. And that could still work. That way we could keep Blind Geek Zone function over on DreamHost. At least to have a page up, even if it's just nothing more than saying, hey, we're rebuilding, or hey, this is where you want to go to get to the new site. So, but I'll let you know. I'll keep you in touch. And again, thank you for all the outpouring that that I've gotten over the last few days. Like I said, it's really, really humbling. And, you know, just really had no clue that people wanted the site to continue to exist so much. So, thank you, and your voices have been heard, and, you know, we'll make it so. All right. I will get back with you as soon as I know any more information. Talk to you soon.